The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.
You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. President Donald Trump is escalating his push to take control of Greenland, declaring the U.S. will take it one way or another. The remarks have rattled U.S. allies, as Greenland is a self-governing territory of Denmark, and Denmark is a NATO member. Speaking aboard Air Force One, Mr. Trump framed Greenland as a U.S. strategic necessity, warning Russia or China could move in if Washington does not.
If we don't take Greenland, Russia or China will take Greenland, and I am not going to let that happen. Yeah, sure, I'd love to make a deal with them. It's easier. But one way or the other, we're going to have Greenland.
Without explaining what one way or another entails, the U.S. president went further.
But we need that because if you take a look outside of Greenland right now, there are Russian destroyers, there are Chinese destroyers and bigger, there are Russian submarines all over the place. We're not going to have Russia or China occupy Greenland, and that's what they're going to do if we don't.
But Arctic security experts say that description is exaggerated. Andreas Osthagen from Norway's Fridtjof Nansen Institute says there's no sign of the kind of presence Mr. Trump is claiming.
I mean, that statement makes no sense in terms of facts. There are no Russian and Chinese ships all over the place around Greenland. Russia and or China has no capacity to occupy Greenland or to take control over Greenland. I mean, there might be a Russian submarine now and again that sails past Greenland, probably, but also that sails past Iceland or the Canadian islands up north as well. So Greenland is not spectacular in any way when it comes to Chinese or Russian shipping.
So while Mr. Trump argues Greenland is exposed, analysts say the island is already heavily embedded in Western defense architecture. But the phrase, one way or another, has Denmark, Greenland, and NATO concerned that the U.S. could use military force if it deems it necessary. Denmark's Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, has said if the U.S. attacks a NATO country, the alliance could fracture. Greenland's Prime Minister, Jens Fredrik Nielsen, says Greenland chooses Denmark, NATO, and the EU, and not the U.S.
Greenland big eyes, I would say.
Greenland does not want to be owned by the USA. Greenland does not want to be governed by the USA. Greenland will not be part of the USA. We choose the Greenland we know today, which is part of the Kingdom of Denmark. Now, we are faced with a geopolitical crisis, and if we have to choose between the USA and Denmark, here and now, we choose Denmark. We choose NATO. We choose the Kingdom of Denmark. We choose the EU.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has refused to comment directly on the tensions within the alliance. Instead, he says the bigger issue is NATO's responsibility to defend the High North and the Arctic.
My role as Secretary General, I'm very clear. I never, ever comment when there are discussions within the alliance. You work behind the scenes, and I believe there is a bigger issue at stake here, and that is the defense of the High North, the defense of the Arctic area. There you can be sure that we do everything to protect the whole of the alliance. That's my role, to keep 1 billion people safe, and that is not only the eastern flank and the U.S. and the southern flank, that is also the Arctic area.
Meanwhile, the foreign ministers of Greenland and Denmark are preparing to meet U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio at the White House this week. The meeting will be a critical moment for the Trump administration to clarify what it is actually seeking. That could mean a deal, a security arrangement, or something closer to political control. In Greenland, locals are watching closely, with many rejecting the idea of being absorbed into the United States, like Charlotte Hailman.
He is unfair to us because I can't imagine living in an American living situation. Because I can never imagine living in a place other than where nature is the best of the best in the world. And it's so free and, what can I say, you are not. You are for yourself. We are ourselves here in Greenland, I think, because we can live as we want.
Behind the politics is the reality that the U.S. already has a major footprint in Greenland. It operates Pituffik Space Base in northwest Greenland, a key site for missile warning and space surveillance. It also runs a consulate in Nuuk. Denmark maintains the Joint Arctic Command, responsible for Arctic surveillance and sovereignty enforcement. So the central question remains, if the U.S. already has military reach in Greenland and already works there with Denmark, why escalate into sovereignty demands that risk splitting NATO and the security it has provided since the end of the Second World War? Inside Greenland's parliament, there's also concern about how decisions are made and who gets heard. Opposition MP Juno Bertelsen from the Naleraq party says Greenland would like to see diplomacy prevail.
The Greenlandic people has their own representatives. We have our politicians who represent the Greenlandic people. So having a meeting, being able to sit down and seek diplomatic solutions is what we've been seeking from the whole beginning. So we're happy that those diplomatic solutions are being sought out. And what comes out of them, we'll see. We've seen a lot of rhetoric from all sides. And what we've been needing for over a year is actual diplomatic talks about the situation, about the relationship between the U.S. and Greenland, about the relationship between Greenland and Denmark, and the relationship between the U.S. and Denmark.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.